Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Dr. Daryl Peel joining us from OSU as we talk about stocker cattle and also calves in just a moment.
Hey, what's that?
That? Oh, that's a mythological two-headed hydra.
It looks like a two-headed dragon.
No.
What's it doing in your wheat field?
Well, actually, it's symbolism.
For what?
Well, obviously, it represents the two modes of action Stratego fungicide uses to protect my winter wheat.
The two modes of action?
Uh-huh. See, that first one is the strobilurin. It creates a barrier against diseases.
Okay.
The second is a systemic fungicide that fights disease from inside the plant.
That's a clever use of allegory.
Thank you. It's mighty helpful with resistance management, too.
Oh, look out for the tail!
Oh, yeah. That's the Accelerate technology. Gives me healthier plants. They can stand up to anything nature throws at them.
Oh, two modes of action for healthier plants and a cool-looking dragon?
You got it.
Sign me up.
Protect and maximize yield potential in your wheat with Stratego fungicide from Bayer Crop Science. And always read and follow label instructions.
We're officially kicking off March this week, and joining us today, livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel, who says one thing is pretty well for certain, the run of cattle on wheat pasture here for 2008, done.
I think we're through that, and I do think we're going to see a period here of 3 or 4 months of really quite tight available feeder supplies. We think there'll probably be one more month here that'll show up as February placements of relatively large feedlot placements. But then once that's done, I really think we'll see several months there of limited feeder supplies. That's going to support prices, even though they really can't afford to be any higher. But I think that support will be there over that time period.
Now, as we think a little bit about the cow-calf end of the business, where do you see calf prices heading from now through summer?
Again, I look for the calf prices to pretty much hold their own this year. In fact, they'll average probably close to last year's levels on an annual basis, possibly even a little bit higher, but not much. And I think the real key from the cow-calf sector standpoint, it's all on the cost side. It's about managing costs. I think we kind of see what the market's offering us a decent price, certainly in a historical sense. If we've got something to sell, I think the trick now is to manage the cost of production relative to that.
So profitability for the cow-calf man.
Profitability is definitely going to go down, despite the fact that prices are holding relatively steady. Input costs are going up, and certainly those folks, especially those folks that are using improved pasture, going to have to spend some money on fertilizer as well as fuel inputs. Those things are going to continue, and that's going to take a bite out of profitability at the cow-calf level.
And it's not just at the cow-calf level that we're seeing a real challenge to profitability here in 2008. We've seen a lot of red ink at both the packing plant and at the feedlot level as well. Dr. Peel says the challenges at that part of the beef chain, that part of the beef pipeline, continue.
Absolutely. Those margin operations have been squeezed for quite a while, and they're going to continue to be squeezed, and I really don't see any relief in sight for that. There's certainly no reason to have much optimism that the demand side is going to give us any relief to let them all go up. On the other hand, there's not much relief on the bottom side because cattle numbers are still pretty supportive of feeder cattle prices, and so that squeeze is in play. And certainly grain prices don't look very favorable at this point, so I think we're going to continue to see a very tight margin situation.
There is one other challenge, and that's with beef demand.
There just seems to be a lot of, it's anecdotal really, but there's an awful lot of indications that consumers are being squeezed, disposable income is not there, and so consumers are still eating meat, but they're trading down in price and quality.
Livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The Oklahoma Beef Incorporated Bull Sale is set for Thursday, March 27th at 1 p.m. at the OBI Test Station, 8 miles west of Stillwater on Highway 51. Currently, there are 135 Angus, 5 Simmental, and 4 Hereford bulls consigned for the sale. Each bull sold through OBI undergoes a breeding soundness examination. All bulls must index in the top 70% of their test group. For more information, call the OBI office at 405-744-9287.
That's your Beef Buzz, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.